You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi and welcome to the Study Clicks podcast. Welcome to our first ever episode. My name is Nessa and I'm joined today by Emer, who also works in StudyClicks. Emer, introduce yourself.
Hello, I'm Emer, and some of you might know me from my face constantly popping up on your screen with different messages.
It's a delight.
hopefully I haven't annoyed you too much in this stage of your career, but yeah, I work for StudyClicks, do communications and content and various things, and my main job is to help all of you poor students out there.
My name's Nessa, I'm Emer's sister. I do social media for StudyClicks. I'm so hard.
Are you sure?
I don't know how to speak English. So if you're not already, you can follow StudyClicks across four social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for StudyClicks. If you want to add us on Snapchat, it's study_clicks.
Yeah, just to be awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nessa, what are we doing today?
Today we are going to talk about French, how to get a H1 in French. So Emer, conveniently enough, got a H1.
I did, yes.
In her French, in her Leaving Cert exam. And she's here to help you do the same by sharing her wisdom, what she did, what helped, what worked, what didn't work. And I think it's also important to mention now that Emer, she went on to study French in college in UL. And so she has that little extra bit of wisdom about.
Oui, oui.
I saw her leaning really closely into the microphone there so dramatically. I was like, what is she going to say?
Yes.
But basically, my question is to you, Emer. Do you like French?
I do. I've had a very complicated relationship with the language, as anyone does, I think.
Yeah.
If you go on to become a language learner or a more kind of serious language learner, there are loads of ups and downs and it can be really frustrating and also really rewarding. And yeah, but during school I didn't. It was definitely one of the subjects I preferred, because I just liked languages in general. They came reasonably easy to me, and I think the thing about languages is it's hard to be someone in the middle. You either love them or you hate them. You're not like, you're either really good at them or you just can't get them at all.
I think it's good to be kind of aware of that when you're in school as well, and you might be like, you might be getting exam results and other people will be like, oh, you'd be afraid of people doing better than you. But it's like anything, that some people just naturally have a flair for languages.
Yeah, sure.
And just the way other people naturally have a flair for things where they work with their hands, kind of, people are more tactile where others are, I don't know, they have other skills.
Right.
Everyone has gifted in different ways. So don't get too hard on yourself if you feel you're not getting the hang of languages as well as someone else in your class.
Yeah. But unfortunately, the system goes that you do have to learn at least one. So
we're going to show you how
we're
to
gonna
do
our
darnest.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, just give you the best tips. Just because you mightn't be a language person doesn't mean that you still can't do really well. Because I guess that's the good thing about the education system, that once you learn a certain amount,
you can just pass.
You're doing pretty well. So
what were any extra little things that you did outside of what you learned in school that helped you learn French?
Duolingo is a big one.
Duolingo's,
I think everyone knows Duolingo at this stage. Yeah, good old Duo. So Duolingo is really helpful. I have to say it helped me a lot when I was in fifth and sixth year. I wouldn't recommend it as your only source of learning French. Some people will be unlucky and have not great teachers, and maybe not necessarily not great teachers, but just teachers that aren't suited to them, suited to their learning pace. So a good way to brush up on stuff you've done in class maybe is to go on Duolingo, because it's a good way of A, testing your vocab and testing basic grammar. So although you won't get to really hit the nitty-gritty stuff of let's say the passé composé or whatever, but it's definitely helpful, and what's more, it's fun. So you can go home and go on Duolingo, spend half an hour playing on the app, and it doesn't even feel like studying. It feels like a bit of fun because you're keeping up your streak.
It's
you're
so
getting
much crack.
Yeah, it is
Duolingo.
It is great fun. So if you haven't already downloaded it, I would recommend.
Very good. A lot of people would find that French is kind of like a memory game. Do you know how there's there's a certain amount of irregular verbs you have to learn and how they're like, you have to just kind of memorize that. And then there's all this vocab. Your teacher might make you fill up pages and pages and pages about this word means this, this word means this, this word means this. And you're like, how will I remember all this? Are there any tips that you have for basically just hammering, drilling those into you?
Oof. Okay, for vocab, I would definitely keep a separate vocab copybook.
Yeah.
So anytime you learn a new word, whether it's in class, whether it's via Duolingo, whether it's at home, you're just studying, whatever you're doing, it's really helpful to just have a tiny little book. It doesn't need to be bigger than A5 or whatever. And just write down the word in French, obviously, and then in English. And it tends to help, I think, if you write it in two different colours. So let's say keep the French in red and then the English in blue or something.
Yes.
Because I think, well, obviously everyone is different, but there are some sort of visual learners where this color thing makes a difference. So for learning vocab, yes, I would keep this book. And when I'm learning vocab myself in my languages, I usually just, if I have time, now obviously not everyone has time to do this every evening, myself included, but it does help a lot if you can just give it a glance every evening. And kind of what I tend to do is cover one side, so either cover the French words and then look at the English words and see can I translate it, or else cover the English words and see the French word and see can translate it into English. And just go through my copy book so far, all the words I've learned, and just keep going over it and over it again. Because the thing with languages is that if you don't practice it, they're just going to go away. It's
quickly,
constant.
Yeah.
You have to constantly pay it attention. So unfortunately, you can't just look at a word once and think that you're going to remember it in 2 months' time. So with the vocab, definitely it's consistency.
Consistency, yeah. Getting into the more specifics, with regards to the listening exam, do you have any additional tips that you'd use for preparing for that?
Yeah, so the listening exam, there are loads of things that you can do to help yourself. Obviously, it's definitely not the easiest part of the exam. It requires a decent French understanding, but to get that, there are many things that you can do. For example, the main thing obviously is listen to as much French as possible, because you want to train your ear to be able to recognize the different sounds in the French language, get used to the accent maybe. So what I would recommend is podcasts like this one, obviously are growing more popular every day, and they are a really useful tool when you're studying for the listening part. You can listen to different podcasts for beginners on French. I think there's one called Coffee Break French, which is pretty good for sort of leaving cert level, and it's just people chatting slowly in French. So that's definitely a good one. French for Beginners is another one. And there's also the Intermediate French podcast, all of which I can recommend. And what I would say there is, don't get disheartened if you listen to it and you don't think you understand anything and that it's all just gibberish and what's the point? You don't get anything. Because even if you don't understand, it's still useful because your ear is being trained to the sounds, and you might notice it straight away, but it will stand to you later on, and you will find that, oh, actually,
yeah
I understand this a lot easier. It sounds natural. Listening to this is natural.
Your brain is unconsciously picking up on the things, like what you say, but tuning 100%. In, you're training in. Like, you might not notice it yourself, but the more that you listen to it, you will slowly, just more or less tricking your brain into just understanding the sound of French better. And on the other hand, then there's the oral exam, easily one of the most nerve-wracking things about the whole Leaving Cert. I think once I had the orals done, I was actually so much less stressed about the Leaving Cert itself, because they are nerve-wracking. You know, you're talking to a stranger and you have to hold a conversation with them. So a lot of students would be really nervous going into it. Do you have any tips on how to control those nerves or how to be really prepared going in?
Yeah, well, I was completely the same. It was one of the tests that I'd been dreading since I was 12 years old. That and the driving test, I just couldn't picture myself doing it. I was going to be too nervous, too scared. No way, couldn't do it. Now I'm completely used to it. Obviously, I have to do one every semester for
college.
But yeah, looking back on it now, it's like, ugh. It was literally not even 10 minutes of
it's
conversation.
It's over in a jiffy.
It's so,
so
quick. Generally, the examiner is really nice to you and they're there to help you. They don't want to take marks away from you. They're there to try and give you marks. So just
keep talking.
Keep talking. That's definitely the main thing. To get rid of nerves, I think, well, what always worked for me was to think about after the exam, because that's really comforting for me to think about the passing of time,
yes,
if that makes sense.
It's so inevitable.
Like, oh yeah, okay, so I have this exam in 3 weeks, but in 4 weeks I'm going to be here and the exam will be done. And just like this thought of not having the exam over me anymore was really comforting, and that helped me get over a lot of the nerves, knowing that it will be over and I will get over it and I'm probably going to do really well in it. So have faith in yourself, have confidence. If you know that you've done the work, then there is really nothing to worry about. Just go show off, basically. Show off what you've learned.
I remember going into my French oral exam, it was kind of unconscious, I didn't realize I had it, but I had a scrunchie on my hand and I was just playing with it in my hand for the entire thing.
Oh, really?
I think that actually kind of helped me, yeah, just doing something with my hands, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't fidgeting too much. Well, I was a little bit, but I don't know. I felt like it did calm me a little bit to have.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the oral, obviously, yeah, it's the big thing. And it is, rightly so, it's worth a lot of marks. But it's really not something to worry about. Like, please don't have sleepless nights over it. Yeah. Don't get sick over it. Don't freak out over it. It is definitely achievable. Everyone is there to help you, your teacher's there to help you, just, and the thing is, it's always the same, it's the same routine. You go in, some of you will have a document, some of you won't. If you do have a document, let's say you're still in the process of choosing whether you have one or not, I would recommend it, because it takes up a good chunk of the exam and it's something that you can prepare beforehand, which is good for settling nerves. If you know what you're talking about going in, it gets rid of this fear of, oh, I don't know what's going to come up, what she's going to ask me. Because if you do a document, then you know pretty much exactly what she could ask you. He or she. Sorry, the examiner could be either. Mine was female, so I'm just picturing this woman. Yeah, so I think, but other than that, it's always the same. You know, they ask you about your family. They ask you about what are you doing for the summer, or what you're doing in college. What are your hobbies? They might ask you about current political events or things like that if they can see that you're well able. So just have a few things prepared. And what I did, I just had different flashcards with my answers to different questions, and I more or less had them learned off. Mm. And then if she asked me like a variation of the question, I knew I still had my key vocab. I knew how to say it, and it's just fine. If you're prepared, you really have no reason to worry about the oral. Preparation is key.
I'd like to ask you, I remember a point that my teachers in, I know that kind of messed me up a little, for when I was doing French, I had like 8 teachers in the span of 6 years, so that was really confusing. But a lot of them would have said that if they ask you a really complicated question that you've no idea how to answer, try kind of answer it, but then take it in a different direction, so as long as you're still talking. Would you recommend that?
Yeah, I think that's in my guide as well. So like, they... obviously you're not going to know every single topic, and they might bring it onto a topic, so instead of saying oh je ne sais pas, try and come up with, I mean, just take what she said and say, ah yeah, you know what, that doesn't really interest me, ça m'intéresse pas, and then you just sort of lead into something else that's sort of related. So let's say they'll say, oh yeah, do you play sport, and you can say, no, I actually don't really like sport, but I really love reading. And then she can ask what your favorite book is, he or she. and then it just leads on. So just really take it in your stride. Don't let nerves blank your brain, or, you know, you are in power.
Yeah, just... you have all the power. I remember when I was doing my Le document, I did it on a charity bake sale that we did back in Dingle.
Oh my God, I did the same one. I copied your document. Yeah, I literally took the same one.
Oh, that's useful.
Yeah.
And I remember I prepared it from every single angle. I was ready for any questions she threw me. And we're from Cork, but we holiday back in Dingle. And then she was just like, so this bake sale was in Dingle. She's like, so what about alcoholism in Dingle? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What kind of angle is that? So they could absolutely throw you with an absolutely bonkers question. I think I just brought on to the fact that, oh yeah, there's a lot of pubs in Dingle, and there's also these other things in Dingle. Like, I barely answered her question, but I still kept talking, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, so they can take it in sort of crazy directions, but I think when they do that, it shows it's a good sign.
They think you're confident, yeah.
Because they're not going to ask you about something as like difficult as alcoholism if they don't know that, okay, this girl, she's good.
Yeah.
She knows what she's talking about, so I'm going to challenge her. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a good sign. I didn't actually think about that.
Don't be
either.
Like, ah, be like, oh, cool, she's asking me this because she thinks I'm good.
What are your tips then for essay writing, the last section of the written exam?
It can be really, not really easy, obviously, but it can be one of the easier parts of the exam because it's something that you can prepare a lot for. You have lots of choice. You always only have to choose 2 or 3 different essays to do. And once you, it's generally the same themes that come up. So you might get terrorism or obesity or cruelty to animals, things like that. And again, I think this is where your vocab book will come back in handy. So make sure that you know, obviously you're not going to be able to learn one essay completely off because it's, you're never going to get the exact same question twice. So you need to know, I would say, have the bones of an essay. So what I mean by that is like the vocabulary, and know a bunch of vocabulary for smoking, for example, and the dangers of smoking. And then once you know that, you should be able to write any sort of essay on it. Once you have a decent knowledge of the grammar and how it works, then I think you really have no problem at all. So I think for the writing, you just make sure you have a good lot of vocabulary and maybe key phrases on whatever themes will come up, which, like, just have the general themes. You know, if you look at past papers, which you can do on StudyClix.
Yes.
Make sure to just, you know what topics could come up, what are the likely topics, have lots of vocab learned on the different ones. And also, there are obviously some things that can gain you some brownie points. Our teacher always told us, for example, that if you use the subjunctive, that it would, that it shows that you have a sort of a higher level of French. So I would use the subjunctive if you can. It's this crazy thing of il faut que je sois, instead of, obviously it's je suis, I am, but if you use certain verbs, like, it's really complicated and you don't really have to know it for Leaving Cert, but if you can learn off a few verbs or a few
points,
phrases, so I think we have a bunch of them on StudyClix if you look into various notes on the video and resource, or the videos and notes pages. There are some documents there which have sample essays and things like that which have used the subjunctive, and we've marked that, so just have a look and maybe, yeah, learn them off and try and, if they're relevant. Obviously, you're going to lose marks if you try and just squeeze in a bunch of stuff that you've learned off but isn't relevant to the question. So that's, watch out for that to not go off point.
Thinking about the exam then itself, do you have any tips for, or do you know, kind of, would you say, hacks when that would help you just that little bit more to make life easier for you when you're inside the exam?
Making a plan, definitely. So for the essay questions, just have a quick, like, have a little brainstorm somewhere on the page if you get an extra sheet to work on for rough work. So let's say for the essay questions, generally if it's good if you make 2 or 3 points about each thing. So write that down before you start, because you don't want to, you know, get into the intro and then you're kind of like, ah, I actually don't know what I want to talk about. It's it will save you time in the end. A lot of people don't want to make plans within the exam because they think it's a waste of time and they don't have enough time to do it, but it actually ends up saving you a lot more time.
Yeah, it's smart. And to do it, it's for every exam, not just French, but know how much minutes you want to spend on each section, and if you go over, just move on to the next section. There's no point wasting time and then running that you've no time at all to do the last section. And obviously you were able to use StudyClix while you were doing the Leaving Cert yourself, so in what ways did you find that StudyClix helped you when you were studying?
I used the Aural tool a lot. That's also really helpful for the listening section. Obviously, aside from what I said earlier about the podcasts and things, the real thing is listening back to the Aural exams that have already been done, because that's the same kind of stuff that's going to be coming up again and again, you know. Yeah, so just, like, listen to the past tapes, familiarize yourself with the actual exam. You know, it's the same questions every time. You've got the weather, you've got the news reports and things like that, and know what's going to come up, and it's the same stuff over and over again. There might be a few different vocab differences, which is again where your vocab comes back, but definitely using the StudyClix Aural tool and listening back over the past tapes while looking at the past questions was really helpful. And the videos and notes, it's also really helpful because there are so many different websites and, again, like that, ways of listening to it, ways of reading it. There are links to French newspapers. It's, I would recommend checking that out because there's a lot of valuable stuff there.
Also, StudyClix has a few blogs on language learning, just any that kind of covers, you know, French and German, Italian, Spanish, all those just little bits that you can do to help yourself, just go onto the StudyClicks blog. On the website, there's also the StudyClicks discussion boards. They are really great. You can click onto, they're the same as all the notes. They're divided by topic, so you can just go into Junior Cert French or Leaving Cert French and see what questions people have asked and other students have answered. So it's all, you know, it's your peers, like it's people who are in the same boat as you, what they're doing to help each other out. And they're really lovely. I love the discussion boards.
But also, I think the discussion is good in the way that you can study yourself by helping other people. So even if you feel, oh, I'm really good at French, I don't really need to do that much more study, I don't need to find help. If you go on and you see someone else is struggling, let's say they're like, oh, I just really don't get the conditionnel. If you then explain it to them in the forum or wherever it might be, it's a way of studying for you. By teaching someone else, it helps you revise. And the forum, it really benefits everyone, even if you're really on top of things, it will help you to help others.
Now we're going to move on to our section of the podcast where we're going to look at our discussion forums and see what our users are asking under French. So this StudyClicks user says, how can you improve your French accent for the orals?
I think, first of all, the accent isn't a huge deal. What I've learned from my time learning French and in college and things like that, generally people are like, they like your accent. When you speak French, people like to hear it with an Irish accent. It gives you character. It's nice. It's kind of cute. So I wouldn't worry too much about sounding like completely French. But if you do want to improve it, you kind of have to look at the linguistic side of things, which gets very technical. But it's all about how you move your tongue and your mouth and your throat. So I think without getting too technical, the easiest thing to do is probably to just listen. I know, right. I keep saying this, but keep listening to different...
It is important, yeah.
Yeah, listen to local people. So again, there's lots of YouTube videos that you can watch, literally any of them, as long as there's a local French person in it, a native French person. Just try to listen to their accent, maybe record yourself and see if you can replicate it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Just go for it.
Have fun with it, yeah. Good advice. I think to sum up the show then, what are your final top three tips?
Yeah, you're sick of me saying this at this stage. I sound like a broken record. But literally, listening is such an underrated study tool, I think.
Right.
Kind of. Also the oral tool on StudyClicks, but just listening, like I said, to podcasts, to YouTube videos, because people underestimate it because it's such a passive thing. You know, oh, sure, I just have to listen to a piece of tape. I can't study for that. There's nothing I can do. But it doesn't just help for the listening exam. It literally helps all of it. It'll help you for the oral, it'll help you without you realizing it. It helps for everything. So really concentrate on the listening.
And to reiterate that even if you feel you're not getting it, even if you're listening to French a lot, you're still unconsciously learning.
Yeah, absolutely. Like every second or minute you spend listening to French is not a second or minute wasted. It will stand to you.
Perfect. Yeah. Sorry, go on your second tip.
My second tip, I think, is again, to reiterate vocabulary. If you don't already have the vocab copybook thing that I was talking about, go for it. Go get one. Start one. It's never too late. Fill it in with everything you've learned so far. Go over your old notes. Highlight the most important pieces of vocab. And just keep looking over that book whenever you get a chance. Like I said, I know that there's students have so much on their plate and you won't have time every evening to go over your vocab book, but
just when you get a spare minute, yeah, it's good to keep it fresh in your memory.
Yeah. And then finally, I guess, this goes for every subject and I guess I sound really cliche, but preparation, especially for French and with any language, you have to start at an early stage. Hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, it's not the night before the exam. Start now. You know, if you put in the work, you really will be completely fine. The only reason you will have to be stressed is if you really kind of only start at the last minute. So start now and it will pay off. And yeah, just have something prepared for every topic that you can think of, because it's always the same with French. They're always going to, in the oral, they will always ask about your family and your plans and et cetera, et cetera. So just know all that and know the like main themes that will come up in the writing and just try to have something small. It doesn't have to be 10 essays for each topic. You don't have to remember all this, but just have the bones, as my teacher used to say, of every topic. And then when you're in the exam, put meat on the bones.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah, it's a nice metaphor, I think.
It's beautiful.
But, yeah, so those would be my top three.
Those are your top three tips.
Yeah.
So to short, listen, listen, listen. Vocab, vocab, vocab.
Vocab, 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 and preparation. Yeah, prepare.
So any final words on French?
Just French. Try to enjoy it. Like, I know that the course and the syllabus can really be a downer sometimes, and you mightn't have the best teachers, and the Leaving Cert stress is upon you over everything else. But at the end of the day, languages are really cool, and
languages are great.
Yeah, and French, it can really help you. You know, there's a lot of jobs for people who have languages. My course was really cool. I got to go abroad, which was really fun.
Yeah.
And it's just very rewarding, and it's cool to be able to communicate with other people in their language. And so try to, if you're, I don't know, if the syllabus and the whole school experience of it is getting you down, just remember that it's a really cool thing to have a language, and it's really
a great skill. Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually knew a few people who went into railing, and they kind of regretted not kind of applying themselves, or not really applying themselves, but trying to learn French a bit more, take it a bit more seriously, because you fall victim to that, obviously, if you are in school and trying, or like trying to do well, is seen as like nerdy or uncool. Like, no, a language is, it's such a great skill to have, and if you keep practicing it, you'll have it forever. So I think we'll leave it there for today, and thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back again with another episode.
Yes, we will. Which will it be? Who knows?
Who knows?
But it's been fun, and hopefully you'll have taken away some positives about Leaving Cert French. And bonne chance.
Bonne chance. Did I do well? Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Oh my god. Did we actually?
If anyone French is listening to this, I'm really sorry. All right. See you next time.
Bye.